Very good. How are you today? You doing well?
大家好。
Good. Hey, listen, we've had a fairly eventful last couple of weeks. And if you were here a couple of weeks ago, you know that, hey, that came into our life, right? All right, let me introduce you. I'm going to adjust this here somehow. This is Caleb Carson Smith.
这是 Pastor Rob Smith 牧师的儿子。
Very good. All right, this is going to give me problems, I think, but that's okay. He'll be 2 weeks old tomorrow. And that's quite a face right there, I guess, isn't it? But he came into the world quiet as ever, and he still is. He is just quiet. He's chilled out. He's relaxed. And he cries when he's hungry, and that's it.
很听话的，不吵闹的一个小 baby.
Now, if that stays consistent for the next 18 years, we're good.
接下来18年他都能够这样听话的话就好了。
Very good. All right, I think I've got another one here. Very good. There's Barb, my wife, and he's just a peanut of a little guy. 6 pounds, 4 ounces, and I think I took that in our house here.
是六磅四盎司的一个 baby.
Very good. And one more. There's the proud sister. All right, that's our Emily. She's 3. And she just adores him, and she loves him to pieces. So, anyway, that's our family. But thank you for your prayers.
Yeah, 3岁的姐姐 Emily 呢，抱着小 baby.
Very good. All right. Well, turn with me if you would. We're going to be looking at Genesis chapter 9 this morning. And before you do that, I'm sorry. I'm going to try to adjust this more. There we go. Good. We've been in a series the last couple of times I've shared with you, dealing with the covenants that God has made in Scripture. And there are 8 covenants that God has made in Scripture. And today we're in week number 3 on the series titled Covenant.
那我们知道在圣经当中，神呢有和我们立了有八个约。那我们在正在经历一系列的一个关于神所立的约的正道。那今天呢是这个立的约的第3讲。
And over the last couple of times that I've shared with you, the first covenant that I looked at with you was the covenant that God made with Adam before the fall, and that was called the Edenic covenant.
那我们前面所讨论到的第一个约的话，是在人堕落之前，神和亚当在和立的伊甸园的约。
And then two weeks ago, when I was here with you, we took a look at the covenant that God made with Adam after the fall, and that was called the Adamic covenant.
那在两个星期之前的话，我在这里和大家分享了当人类堕落之后，神和亚当所立的亚当的约。
And so this afternoon, we're going to be taking a look at the covenant, the third covenant that God made with his people, and we're going to be taking a look at the covenant that he made with Noah.
那我们今天我们所要分享的是关于神和人类所立的八条约中的第3条，也就是神和诺亚所立的约。
So let me give you a little bit of a background, and just before we get into the scripture today, about what's taking place, a little bit of the history that will actually lead us up into the covenant that we're talking about this afternoon.
那我们先来看看我们当时的一些历史的背景，我们可以知道当时的情形。
So here's what was happening. Noah lived in at a time when the whole earth was absolutely filled with violence and corruption. Okay?
我们知道当时诺亚他所生活的那个时代的话，是一个充满了暴力、充满了堕落的这样的一个时代。
But what Noah did was he made sure that he didn't allow the evilness that was taking place around him and the evil standards of his day to really rob him of his fellowship with God.
但是我们看到挪亚的话呢，他拒绝让他所生活的那个时代的罪恶来影响他和神的关系。
Genesis chapter 6 verse 9 actually tells us that Noah stood out as the only one who walked with God and that he was a just man, perfect in his generation.
在这个创世纪的第6章第9节谈到说，挪亚在那个时代他是一个与神同行的义人。
And so what happened is because of this, because Noah was the man who stood out and he was righteous, the Lord singled out Noah from among all of his contemporaries and chose Noah to be the man to accomplish a great work.
那也正因为诺亚在那个时代的话，他是一个与神同心的一个正直的人，所以神从当时代的众人当中将他拣选出来，要让他来完成一项使命。
And so when God saw all this wickedness that was happening, that was prevailing in the world, he told Noah of his intention to destroy the ancient world by flooding the earth, and he instructed Noah to build an ark in which he and his family would survive this great flood.
当神看到当时的那个时代已经罪恶满盈的时候，他就告诉诺亚说，他要用洪水来毁灭这个地球，但是他要求挪亚他们一家能够靠着建造的方舟来得救。
And Noah believed God, undeniably believed him. And actually, Genesis chapter 6, verse 22 tells us that according to all that God had commanded him, so he did.
那我们在创世纪的第六章的第二十二节，我们也看到挪亚就这样行了，凡神所吩咐的，他都照样行了。
And because Noah was obedient and did what God was calling him to do, he is listed, if we were to read through Hebrews chapter 11, he's listed as one of the many heroes of the faith.
我们看到正是因为诺亚他按着信心完成了神所要他所做的一切，所以我们在希伯来书中，诺亚被当成是一个信心的伟人。
Hebrews 11:7 tells us, by faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith.
希伯来书的十一章第七节这样说道，挪亚因着信既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使全家得救，因此定了那世代的罪，自己也承受那从信而来的义。
And so Noah, even though he was obedient, there must have been something in his mind where he thought, this is a little strange, I'm still going to do it, but this is a little strange.
我想尽管挪亚是个顺服的人，但是我想他听到神的这样的一个指示的时候，他心中可能多少还是会有些怀疑，可能还是会觉得说这是一个非常奇怪的一个要求。
And it was with this full trust and confidence in God that Noah started building this ark.
但是因为他对神有完全的顺服，所以他开始来建造神所要他建造的方舟。
And it was during this time as he was building that Noah continued to preach about God's judgment and mercy, warning the ungodly of their approaching doom.
但在他建造方舟的120年的时间当中，诺亚继续地为当时那些堕落的人，他们向他们来传神的信息，来向他们传递说神要给他们有这样的一个毁灭。
Peter reminds us in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, of how God, this is the quote here, did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly.
所以在彼得后书的第二章第五节这样说到，神也没有宽容上世古代，曾叫洪水临到那不前进的世代，却保护了传义道的诺亚一家八口。
And what Noah was doing during this time of building this ark during his lifetime was he was preaching this message of hope and of judgment that God would have on the people. And he preached for 120 years without any converts.
所以我们看到挪亚在那个120年的当中，他向世人传讲神的审判和神的怜悯，警告他们将要来到的毁灭。但是我们看到没有任何的人有改变。
And so the people were just continuing in their evil ways. They were ignoring his pleadings. They were ignoring his warnings until the flood overtook them.
那些人呢，继续行在他们的罪恶当中，他们忽视了神所给的警告，以至于被洪水给吞没。
And so when the ark was ready, Noah entered in with all kinds of animals, and the Bible tells us in Genesis 7:16 that the Lord shut them in, and what he did, he cut them off completely from the rest of mankind.
所以看到当方舟建好以后，挪亚他们一家和各样的活物动物进入方舟里面，在创世纪的第七章十六节就有这样说到，耶和华就把他关在方舟里头。
And certainly during this time, Noah was grateful, right, to the Lord who had delivered him from the flood. And after the flood, he built an altar to God in Genesis 8, verse 20, and made a sacrifice which was accepted graciously for it For it, the Lord smelled a soothing aroma, is what the Bible tells us.
所以我们可以想看到，挪亚在那个时候，他感谢神在洪水当中对他们的救赎，而且洪水之后，他也建坛并献祭给神，神接受了他们的献祭，因为神欣然接受他们的献祭，因为神从中闻到了馨香之气。
And so what was happening here was this: Noah is this connecting link.Between the world that was then, which was being overflowed with water, and who had, all had perished, and the earth which is now, which is reserved unto the fire against the day of judgment.
我们看到挪亚他成为了一个旧时代和新时代的联系，在旧时代里面，我们看到罪恶的人被洪水所毁灭，而在现今的新时代里面。那些不前进的人将来也会要受到火的审判。
And so Noah lived in both worlds. He was preserved from the awful judgment that swallowed up the former, and he was given dominion over the latter in its unspoiled, brand new state.
我看到挪亚在两个世界里面都有住过，从旧世界的他从旧世界的洪水的审判当中被存留下来，他也被赋予了治理新世界的一个权柄。
Now, if you want just kind of a time scale, and then we're going to jump into the scripture, there was a period of 16 centuries that came between the covenant of the works, which God entered into with Adam, and the covenant of grace, which he entered into with Noah.
好，我们也看看这个时间的关系。神和挪亚当初所立的工作的约，和亚当所立的工作的约，与神和挪亚所立的恩典的约之间，间隔了大概有16个世纪。
And it was during that time that the scripture does not indicate to us at all any other covenant that God made with his people.
在那段时间当中的话，圣经当中没有记载神和人类还有立任何其他的约。
And so what that does, that gives us a little bit of background. You might have been familiar with the story of Noah, but that gives us a little bit of background as we jump into Genesis chapter 9. We'll be reading verses 1 through 17, and then I'll share some thoughts from that passage.
所以刚才我们提到的就是在当时挪亚的那个时代的一些背景知识。现在呢，我们要来看一下《创世纪》的第九章。
So here's what the scripture says to us today. So God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be on every beast of the earth, on every bird of the air, on all that will move among the ground, and on all fish of the sea."
神赐福给挪亚和他的儿子，对他们说。你们要生养众多，遍满了地，凡地上的走兽和空中的飞鸟都必惊恐，恐怕惧怕你们，连地上的一切昆虫和海里的一切鱼都交付你们手。
And all these things are given into your hand, and every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. I have given you all things, even as the green herbs, but you shall not eat flesh with its life, that is, meaning its bloodSurely for your lifeblood I will demand a reckoning. From the hand of every beast I will require it, and from the hand of man.
凡活着的动物都可以做你们的食物，这一切我都赐给你们，如同菜蔬一样，唯独肉带着血，那就是它的生命，你们不可以吃。流你们血害你们命的，无论是兽是人，我必讨他的罪。
From the hand of every man's brother I will require the life of man. Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed. For in the image of God he has made man. And as for you, be fruitful and multiply. Bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply in it.
我必讨的罪就是像个人的弟兄也是如此。凡流人血，他的血也必被人所流。因为神造人是照自己的形象造的。你们要生养众多，在地上昌盛繁茂。
And then God, we're in verse 8 now. And then God spoke to Noah and to his sons with him, saying, "And as for me, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the cattle, and every beast of the earth with you. All of that go out of the ark, every beast of the earth."
神晓谕挪亚和他的儿子说，我与你们和你们的后裔立约，并与你们这里的一切活物，就是飞鸟、牲畜、走兽，凡从方舟里出来的活物立约。
Now I establish my covenant with you. Never again shall all the flesh be cut off from the waters of the flood. Never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. And then God said, this is the sign of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations.
我与你们立约，凡有血肉的不再被洪水灭绝，也不再有洪水毁坏地了，立洪为祭。我与你们并你们这里的各样活物所立的永约是有记号的。
I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it shall be for the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. It shall be when I bring a cloud over the earth that the rainbow shall be seen in that cloud, and I will remember my covenant which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. The water shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh.
我把虹放在云彩中，这就可做我与地立约的记号。我使云彩盖地的时候，必有虹现在云彩中。我便纪念我与你们和各样有血肉的活物所立的约，水就不再泛滥，毁坏一切有血肉的物了。
And then verses 16 and 17, the rainbow shall be in the cloud, and I will look on it to remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all of the flesh that is on the earth. And God said to Noah, this is the sign of the covenant which I have established between me and all the flesh that is on the earth.
虹必现在云彩中，我看见，就要纪念我与地上各样有血肉的活物所立的永约。神对挪亚说，这就是我与地上一切有血肉之物立约的记号了。
So this afternoon, what I want us to do, I want us to take a look now and at the breakdown or the breakout of this passage to see the provisions and the instructions that God was giving to mankind and to you and I today through this covenant.
好，我们来一起来啊，详细的来分解一下我们刚才所读到的这段经文。我们看看神这段和挪亚所立的约中对我们现今有些什么样的意义。
And so if we begin right in the very beginning of this scripture, these 17 verses, we can see quickly that the covenant begins with God giving Noah some instructions for living in a brand new world.
好，我们看到这个约一开始就告诉我们说，神给了挪亚一些这样的指示，只是关于生活在一个新的世界里面的指示。
And so the first instruction that God gave to Noah was be fruitful and multiply. And so the world that Noah entered from the ark was significantly different from the world that he knew before. God gave Noah the same kind of mandate that he had given to Adam in the beginning of creation, since Noah essentially was beginning this deal all over again.
我们看到这个第一个指示的话，就是要生养众多，遍满全地。我们知道在挪亚在洪水之后的这个世界和洪水之前的世界已经完全不同。神给了挪亚的这个指命和他给亚当的指命是一样的，就是要生养众多，遍满全地。因为我们可以看到，因为洪水已经毁灭了一切，挪亚的话必须要重新开始。
And then the second instruction that God gives, he just kind of gives them to him real straight and real easy to understand. He says, listen, every moving thing that lives among you shall be food for you.
那神给的这个第二条的命令的话，就是你可以吃一切的活物。
And so even if we remember, as Adam had been given instructions for eating, Noah is given instructions for eating as well. But here's the difference. Noah receives specific permission to eat animals. Remember a couple weeks ago when we talked about Adam, and Adam was supposed to just eat the fruits and vegetables of the land.
我们看到尽管神也给了亚当有关于一些吃的这个一些规定，但是他给挪亚的这个规定是完全不一样。我们知道神告诉了这个挪亚可以吃一切的活物，而以前在亚当的时代是不可以的。
And it's here that we really don't know why God changed from the covenants before, but perhaps it was because the earth was less productive agriculturally after the flood because of all the ecological changes. And so perhaps that's why, we don't really know why, but perhaps that's why God changed the covenant with Noah.
我们并不知道为什么神会有这样的一个改变。我想我们可以猜测到的，也许是因为洪水之后环境的变化，地里的出产可能已经大为减少。
And so as we're moving along in this passage, the third instruction that God gives to Noah is this. The fear of man and the dread of man shall be on every beast of the earth.
啊，那这里看到的第三个神所给的指示是，世上的、地上的一切的也走兽、野兽都要惧怕人类。
If man now ate animals, then God would help the animals for their protection. God put them in a fear of mankind.
啊，有没有看到神啊？只是诺亚说你可以吃地上的一切的活物。那为了保护这些地上的这些野兽的话呢，我们看到神也让他们对人类有惧怕的心，还好保护他们。
And so again here, presumably, before the flood, man's interactions with animals was completely different. The relationship was completely different. God, did not put this fear in animals because man did not look to them as food before the flood.
我们看到这个在洪水之前的话，人和这些地上的野兽的这些关系是完全不一样的。也许是因为在那个时候，人是不可以吃这些活物的，所以神并没有把惧怕放在这些动物的这个心中。
And then the fourth instruction that we can pull out here, here's what the passage says, but you shall not eat flesh with its life, that is, or meaning, its blood.
这里给的另外一个指示是不可以吃那个带血的肉，因为这个地方的血代表了生命。
And so what God does here in this text, because, I mean, if you're like me, we're just kind of wondering, well, wait a minute, if he can now eat animals, isn't there blood in animals? And here's what God was doing. God was saying, listen,There must be a proper respect for the blood of animals if you are going to eat animals as part of your provision.
所以我们看到神啊，对挪亚的这个指明是，如果要能够吃这些地上的活物、这些动物的话，那对这个血，也就代表了生命的话，要有一颗敬畏。
And that's important to us because the blood, and we're going to talk about that here in just a moment, but the blood represents the life principle in the animal that.Would be eaten.
啊，那因为这个血的话是代表了这个生命，所以对这个血要有一个敬畏。
And so this life principle that God established early on can be seen throughout all of Scripture, and the importance of the idea of blood in the Bible is shown by how the word is used.
啊，那从圣经当中我们可以看到这个血呢代表了生命，而且这血在圣经当中的重要性，也可以看到这个。我们可以从这个血在圣经当中被提到的次数就可以知道。
And so if we were to look at the New King James Version, okay, for just one version, we would find that this use of the word blood is used 424 times in 357 separate verses.
然后我们再要知道这个血呢在这个圣经当中被多次的提及，在 King James 这个版本的圣经当中，在357节的圣经里面有提到了424次。
And within those verses, we can discover what the meaning of, or the principle, or the power of the blood really meant for them then, and what it means for us today.
而从这些经文当中，我们看到这个血它所代表的一个什么的意义，对旧时代的这个意义和对我们现今的意义。
We can find, first of all, in Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, that the blood was the sign of mercy for Israel at the very first Passover.
那在出埃及记当中，我们可以看到血，它代表了第一次逾越节当中神对以色列人的这个恩典和怜悯。
And then we can find in Exodus chapter 24, verse 8, where it was the blood that sealed God's covenant with Israel.
那在这个出埃及记里面的二十四章的第八节，这血也代表了神与以色列民所立的一个约。
And then Exodus chapter 9 verse 12, the blood was sanctified at the altar.
我们看到在这个出埃及的第二十九章也提到说，这个血的话呢，使这个祭坛成为圣洁。
Exodus 29 again, the blood was to set aside the priests.
那同样的出埃及的第二十九章。看到血也使祭司能够分别出来。
In Exodus 30, we find that the blood made the atonement. So when blood was spilled out as a sacrifice, it was an atonement for God's people.
我们看到这个流的血的话呢，也可以成为我们人的一个赎罪的赎罪啊的，可以让我们人得赎罪。
In Matthew 26.We find that the blood sealed now this new covenant. When Jesus came into the scene, the blood sealed the new covenant that God made with his people.
在马太福音的二十六章，你看到主耶稣所流的血，也成为他和我们所立的新约。
And we could go throughout Scripture and we would find that that blood justifies us.
啊，我们也看到这个血也可以使我们称义。
Blood brings redemption.
啊，血也可以给我们带来救赎。
Blood brings peace with God.
血也可以让我们与神来和好。
Blood cleanses us.
血也可以洁净我们的罪。
Blood gives us entrance into God's holy place.
血也可以让我们能够进入神的圣所。
Blood is the representative in Scripture of that thing that sanctifies us.
那血也代表了一个可以使我们成圣的。
And the blood, we find this in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. The blood is that thing that enables us to overcome Satan. It's the blood of Christ.
在启示录的十二章，我们也看到血可以让我们能够战胜撒旦。
This is significant for us, and these would be sermons all on their own, I'm sure.
我刚才所提到这些都非常有重要的意义，而且每一项的话都可以成为单独的一个正道。
So if we're tracking along in this covenant, if we're looking at the ideas and the themes that God wants us to pull out, we would find that our second thought here this afternoon is this: the covenant continues by God giving to man the right and the responsibility.Of capital punishment.
好，那我们继续看的话，这个我们今天要分享的第二点的话，就是在这个律的这个约当中，可以让我们看到神给了人类有这样一个定死罪的这样一个权利和这样一个责任。
And so we would find this in verses 5-7.
我们刚才读的第九章的第五到第七节里面。
And it's not in any way a kind of a political, because capital punishment in our world today is kind of one of those divisive political debates, isn't it?
那我们的讨论的话也不是从这个政治的角度来讨论，我们知道这个死罪或死刑的话，我们现在看到是有非常大的争议，也分裂了这个社会。
But in this piece of the covenant, we find how God kind of instructs us in this area.
但是我们看到在这个所立的约当中，神对于定这个死罪的话呢，有这样的规定。
First of all, the scripture tells us that surely for your lifeblood, I will demand a reckoning.
这里也提到说，如果流人血的话，就必讨他的罪。
And so what was happening here was, according to God's command, when a man's blood is shed, there must be an accounting for it. Why? Because in the image of God, he made man.
我们看到神的命令是，当有人的血被流的时候，这必须要有个交代，必须要有个交代，因为人是照着神的形象所造的。
And because man is made in the image of God, his life or our life is inherently precious and cannot be taken without giving account to God himself.
因为我们人是按照神的形象所造的。所以我们本质上说我们的生命是一个宝贵的生命我们这样宝贵的生命的话不能被夺去而且如果一旦被夺去的话必须要有一个交代
So here are a couple of thoughts on this part right here
这是我们可以在这里还可以有接下来的一些分享
So there's a phrase here that we just read a few moments ago and it says this By man his blood shall be shed
这里讲到说人的血被流
And that phrase there means because life is valuable when murder is committed, the death penalty is in order.
所以这讲就是凡流人血的，他的血也必被人所流，因为人的生命是宝贵的。所以如果流人血的话，如果是谋杀的话，将被定死罪。
And so here's how we get there. And so no matter what you believe about the death penalty, here's how we get to that thought based on that scripture.
所以不论你对于这个死罪、定死罪、定死刑有什么样的观念这是这段经文我们可以能够读到的。
And so if we took a look at the original language, okay, in the original language of the Bible, the Bible makes a distinction between the understanding that we have of killing and the understanding that we have of murder.
在这个原文当中我们看到圣经呢用了不同的词来表达不同的意思。一个词的话是指的杀害或者杀人。另外一个词的话是的谋杀谋害。
And so we know that not all killing is murder.
我们知道并不是所有的杀人呢都可以认为是谋杀谋害。
If you watch the news, if you know some stories, you know, from the world that we live in today, there are cases where there is just cause for killing. For example, self-defense, capital punishment with the due process of the law or killing in a just war.
好的，我们来看看我们现在所生活的这个世界，我们的每日的生活当中，我们可以看到其实并不是一切的这个杀人的话都是谋害谋杀，有些时候有些杀人的话是有它的道理，就像一个自卫的这样的一个在自卫的时候的杀人，或者是在这个一个正义的战争当中的杀人的话是有一定的它的道理。
And then we know examples where there's killing that takes place that is purely accidental.
而且有些时候我们也知道也会有些过失的杀人这样情形发生。
And so what happens here is if we're looking again to the original language of this, because I know it can be a kind of a divisive topic, but the Bible also consistently teaches that the punishment of the guilty is the role of human government.
我知道这样的一个话题的话可能有很多的争议，但是我们如果看原文的话，我们还是可以看到圣经当中告诉我们说对这个犯罪者的这个惩罚是属实的政府的一个责任。
And the role of the government comes in play to keep order and to restrain man's wickedness.
这个属实的政府它有一个这样的责任，就是要能够保持秩序来阻止人的罪恶的邪恶。
The Bible also teaches us that the guilt of the unpunished murder defiles a land.
而且圣经当中也告诉我们说如果罪不得惩罚的话也会污秽那地。
Luther once said this. He said, God establishes government and gives it the sword to hold immorality in check, lest violence and other sins proceed without limit.
路特有这样说到，神借立了属世的政权，并给他们权柄，要来阻止罪、暴力和罪恶的泛滥。
So in this idea of this right and the responsibility of capital punishment,here's another thought that's addressed in the scripture that we have, and it's this sentence or this phrase. It says, "From the hand of every beast, I will require it."
关于这个钉死罪人还有这样的一个方面，我们要来一起来分享。他提到说，流人血的，不论是人是兽，神都要讨他的罪。
And so, in order to see the strength of God's command here, He even requires a reckoning for the life of man.From every beast, and God does not condone unlawful killing of any kind.
所以我们看到这里为了强调这个神的诫命的这个重要性，他提到说，不论是人也好，或者是野兽也好，凡流人血的，神都要讨他的罪。
And then the third right and the responsibility that we can see here, it's a thought that was stated before, and it's again this idea of being fruitful and multiplying.
第五到第七节里面最后的一点的话，就是前面其实已经提到了，就是要生养众多，遍满那地。
I mean, this is kind of one of those obvious things, right? I mean, Noah and his crew got in the boat, and when the land dried up enough for them to step out, there were eight people, and we are a product of those eight people being fruitful and multiplying.
所以我想这个也是非常大家能够容易理解的，因为洪水过后，挪亚和他的家人。从方舟都出来的时候，全地就只有他们一家八口。
The easy point there is that the earth badly needed repopulation.
所以看到在那个时候，我们这个世界上真的是需要有更多的人来充满。
Now the third part of this covenant is where God specifically speaks of this covenant.
那这个约的第三部分就是神他特别的提到这个约的一些细节。
And so in verses 8 through 11, we find this, God makes a covenant with man and with all creation.
这里在第八到第十一节提到说神与人和他一切的受造物立了这个约。
And he declares, I establish my covenant.
这里讲到说我立约。
And this covenant was made with mankind. It was made for, the Bible tells us, you and your descendants after you, and even with the animals or every living creature that is with you.
所以神所立这个约的话是和人所立的约，不但是和挪亚立的约，也和后世的人所立的约，也是和当时的也是和一切的地上的活物所立的约。
And God promised to all of us way back then at the time of Noah, God promised to us that he would never again destroy all of the earth with a flood or cover the earth with water ever again.
所以神呢也应许他在以后呢不再用大的洪水来毁灭这个世界。
And so what happened there was God just did not believe that he did something wrong or was too harsh in the flood.
我想神说神应许不用洪水来毁灭不再用洪水来毁灭这个世界并不是说神认为的好像做错了什么事情也不是说他认为他在用洪水他用洪水来毁灭这个地球世界对人来说是过于严厉的事情。
And so what was going through God's mind there, we can assume, was that he made this promise because he did things in the post-flood world to guarantee that the exact evil conditions of the pre-flood world would never be precisely duplicated.
那神他之所以有这样的允许他允许不再用大洪水来毁灭这个世界是因为在这个大洪水之后神有所行动他保证了在洪水之后不会再有洪水审判之前的所有的同一完全一样的罪恶发生
and a couple of those conditions that we can find in scripture were included the imprisonment of the angels who had sinned with human women and then the shortening of the lifespan of man that can both be found there
那我想其中这个神所做的就包括有囚禁的那些和人类的女子犯罪缩短了人类寿命的天使
So here's what we know though from the reading the rest of the scripture we can find it in 2 Peter chapter 3. We need to understand that although God will never flood the earth again with fire and destroy everything, the Bible does tell us that God will destroy the earth not by the flood but by the fire.
好，那我们从彼得后书中也看到，尽管神应许我们说他不会再用大洪水来毁灭这个世界。但是我们看到神的审判临到的时候他会要用火来审判
Now the fourth and the last part of this covenant is in verses 12 through 17 and it's the sign of God's covenant
那在第十二节到第十七节是关于这个约的我们要分享的第四点也就是神所立的约的一个记号
And there are three parts to it and the first one is this when God says I set my rainbow in the cloud
那就有三个部分第一部分说到说神设立彩虹在天上
Because the blanket of water vapors was broken up in the flood and the water cycle of the earth changed after the flood, this may be the very first occurrence of a rainbow. And so what was happening was this. God used the rainbow as a sign to Noah and all generations to follow that he would in fact be faithful to his covenant.
我们知道这个洪水之后这个水汽能够被打破了地上的水的循环也可能也发生了一些改变所以当时出现的这个彩虹的话也许是世界上所出现的第一次的彩虹神就要用这个彩虹来代表他和挪亚和后世人所立的约也代表了他对他所立的约是信实的
And so the next time you see a rainbow don't think about just the pretty colors okay Think about the promise that God is still presenting to us today, thousands of years later.
所以我们当我们现在我们看到这个彩虹的时候，我们不单只是看到它是一个漂亮的彩虹，我们也想到这是神在几千年前他所立的约，而且知道如今也同样的存在。
And so the second part of this sign is where it says in Scripture, "It shall be for the sign of the covenant between God and the earth."
那第二点就是。这个彩虹代表了神和世界所立的约的记号。
And so again, every time we see a rainbow, we should remember the faithfulness of God in every one of His promises.
所以再一次的是，当我们每次见到彩虹的时候，我们要记住那代表了神的信实和他的应许。
God even tells us that His covenant of peace with us is just as sure as His covenant with Noah and all the generations.
所以我们看到。神他告诉我们说他所给我们立的约和他和挪亚和后世所立的约是一样的有效
And so in Isaiah 54 we could find these words written about this idea For this is like the waters of Noah to me For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah would no longer cover the earth So have I sworn that I would not be angry with you nor rebuke you For the mountains shall depart and the hills will be removed, but my kindness shall never depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has mercy on us.
在以赛亚书的第54章的9到10节这样说道，这事在我好像挪亚的洪水，我怎样起誓不再使挪亚的洪水漫过遍地，我也照样起誓不再向你发怒，也不斥责你。大山可以挪开，小山可以迁移，但我的慈爱必不离开你，我平安的约也不迁移，这是怜悯你的耶和华说的。
And then the third part of this sign of God's covenant is the passage that says, I will look on it to remember this everlasting covenant.
这最后一点的话就是神看着这个彩虹的话是就会纪念他和我们人所立的永远的约。
And so when we look through the scripture, we would find that there are some other mentions of a rainbow, and all those mentions of the rainbow are set in the context of God's enthroned glory.
在圣经当中也有些别的地方也提到了彩虹，在别的地方提到彩虹的时候都是和神和神的宝座的荣耀有关。
And it's through those passages that we would read. It's Ezekiel 1:28, Revelation 4:3, and Revelation 10:1, that we find it to be amazing that God in His glory is setting so close to Himself a reminder of His promise to man.
那看到这个彩虹呢，在圣经当中别的记载不论是在以西结书中，还是在启示录中，都有这样的记载。在那些记载当中，我们可以看到神的荣耀。
And so this Noahic covenant, however we want to say it, is an unconditional covenant because it does not depend on anything Noah or his descendants, you and I included, had to do in order to fulfill that covenant.
那神和诺亚所立的约是一个无条件的约，因为他的实现和挪亚所要做的或者是他的后世要做的事情没有任何的关系。
The promise that we find in this covenant is based on God's faithfulness alone.
这个约里面所代表的应许完全是因为神的信实。
And because of God's faithfulness to always do what he says he will do, you and I can know today with certainty that there will never be anotherworldwide flood as there was in the days of Noah, no matter how wicked mankind becomes.
因为我们知道神他是信实的神，他所说的一切都必会成就，所以我们今天我们有确据，我们可以相信现今社会世界不再会有像挪亚的时代那样的一个世界性的大的洪水。
Neither the wickedness nor the righteousness of mankind affects this unconditional covenant.
因为它是一个无条件的约，所以不论是人类的正直的行为或者是人类的邪恶的行为都不会改变这个约的结果。
There is no condition under which God will go back on his promise.
所以没有任何的情况神会毁约。
And what's happening through this covenant and all the other covenants that we've already looked at or we'll look at in the coming weeks, these covenants show us just how much God truly loves us.
好了，我们不论是我们今天所探讨的这个约，或者是以前我们所提到的一些约，我们从中都可以看到神对我们的爱有多么深。
It shows us that friends, listen, there's a reason for our hope, and it shows us that we too can have, just like Noah, the one who was righteous, the one who was following after God, he had a brand new beginning.And you and I can as well.
而且这也告诉我们说，我们可以有一个盼望，而且也告诉我们说，我们可以像挪亚一样，我们可以有一个完全全新的开始。
Let me pray for us.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today.
我们在天上的父，我们为你的话语，我们向我们的感谢。
We thank you, Lord God, that we can look at it perhaps from more of a kind of a teaching or academic frame or point of view.
主，我们谢谢你，我们今天我们可以从这个圣经当中我们得到很多的知识。
But yet we can apply it to our heart and to our life, Lord, and I pray for each one of us that Lord, we can experience a new beginning today because of the covenant that you made with Noah thousands upon thousands of years ago.
最重要的是我们不但有了这样的知识，我们也可以把它行在我们的生命当中，我们可以有信心，我们可以有一个完全新的开始， 就像你给挪亚在几千几千年以前所立的约一样。
And Lord God, my prayer for us today is this, that as we get ready to share in communion together, Lord, that in these next couple of moments that we would just pause and examine our hearts and our minds to make sure that we're right before you.
主，我们祷告，等下来在我们即将要领圣餐的时候，我们众人要来到你的面前，要省察我们自己的内心。
So, as we're remaining in a time of prayer,
在我们继续祷告的时候。
And before we share in communion together, can you just reflect upon your life and reflect on what God wants to do in your heart and your mind today?
在我们领圣餐之前，我们大家来一起来省察我们的内心，省察神在我们心，在我们生命中所有的旨意。
And then in just a few moments, we will instruct you with how to come and to receive the elements, and then we'll share in communion together as a congregation.
那接下来很快的话，我们要一起来领受神的圣餐。